Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 5th of March, Deliverance from Wretchedness. Couples who were walking blamelessly by the Spirit are embracing and applying themselves to the process through which the nets and bands that belong to a carnal bond are being removed. At the same time, they are being strengthened in their inner man by a remnant of the Father's Spirit to bear the fruit that belongs to a one-spirit marriage covenant. In his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul, after he introduces us to the gospel of which he was not ashamed, directs us on our pilgrimage of faith into the valley of the shadow of death. In this place of wretchedness, he teaches us to fear no evil, for the rod and staff of Christ, our good shepherd, are still in his hand. Christ uses the rod and the staff for our deliverance and chastening. We are delivered from our carnality as he delivers us to the Holy Spirit, who leads us in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. The Holy Spirit has been given to us to bring us into the settled reality of living as sons of God by walking in the Spirit. The beginning point for walking in this manner is praying in the Spirit. When we pray in tongues, our spirit prays by and through the Holy Spirit, bypassing the law of our mind that provokes the emotions of sin and the lust for control that is resident in our flesh. As the law of our mind is bypassed, we are able to be built up in faith. Explaining this point, Jude wrote, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." It is by this mercy that we are able to present ourselves for fellowship in the process of reformation and salvation. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 1 verse 16, Romans chapter 7 verses 7 to 25, Psalm 23 verse 4, Romans chapter 8 verses 4 to 6 and 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 14, Jude chapter 1 verses 20 and 21, and Romans chapter 12 verse 1. For further study, Psalm 23.